Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
All right, this is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley, brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and been coming to you for over a decade, 12 years or 13 or 14 years. Maria's like the one who does the math, right? She's like the accountant in the group. Mm-hmm. I just know we've been here a while.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because, you know, we're wrapping up a year and it's kind of the end of the season here. And whenever you do that, you start reflecting. I think it's one of the things you do is kind of start taking inventory. And so this year, as this time was kind of wrapping up, I was like, you know, we have had some really different kinds of shows over the years. And back in the day when we weren't sure, you know, how to best serve the community, I guess, even, and we were just kind of creatively grabbing at stuff, we had some fantastic, the gentleman from Nyland who had the giant mountain, uh-huh. Salvation Mountain,
right?
We brought him down one day. We got up at 5 in the morning and drove him down here and got him down here in time for the live show back, you know, again, like 10 years ago, and he was fantastic. We had the guy who did, who was the lab assistant, the graduate assistant for Timothy Leary when he was doing the Harvard experiments of psychology in prisons and stuff. He's now like 85 years old, and he's the founder of Green Psychology, the psychology of place and stuff like that. And we had him on the show. We had some really interesting shows over the years.
Yeah.
But one of the things that really I was crashing into, and so I really kind of started putting a lot of energy into this moment, is I always loved, you know, we had Peter DeMano, who's our local LMFT, LCSW, that's why we write it on paper, licensed clinical social worker. And Peter's been around for as long as I've been around, which is saying something.
Right.
And we used to do these holiday shows, and we would just come in, and it would be like a Beatles song almost. It was just so much fun.
It was.
And I thought, you know, I was thinking, I'm going to go back and I'm going to get one. I'm going to get that show this year. You know, I'm going to go back and reach into that and see if we can recapture some of the magic. And part of it was, you know, having done the show for 10 years and having had all these experiences, part of it was kind of nostalgic and going back and kind of capturing that innocence, if you will. Part of it was 2017. I got people talking to me, and now I've got, you know, social media threads and everything else, and everybody's like, this was the year from, you know, the nightmare year, you know, and this was like a super hard year or whatever, and I hadn't really occurred to me that way, I guess, but I'm starting to see kind of, you know, a consensus forming, if you will, and I thought, you know, even more important, let's go back. Let's see if we can grab some innocence, but even in that innocence, some wisdom. And Peter, you've always been that person for me that's kind of been able to remind me in the middle of the midst of bouncing around sometimes.
Chaos.
Yeah, very much so. How to kind of reconnect to some more basic and some more gentle and some more kind ways of being human. So Peter DeMano, licensed clinical social worker. You've been in this community now, what, 25, 30 years?
30 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's interesting.
Well, and you were skipping stone. You didn't, you know, start out in Indio and move down here.
No, I was in San Diego.
Where were you born?
England.
Were born in England.
Kingston upon Hull, little fishing town.
Nice.
Up in the north. And
north, like close to Scotland, north or
Midway.
Oh, okay.
Midway.
Okay.
Yeah. And I remember doing geography and thinking, I wonder if one day I'll ever get to go and see the Grand Canyon. Which I did the first year I came.
It was like it was on the bucket list.
Yeah. But the interesting thing was that I ended up staying and never imagined that. You know,
it wasn't anticipated, right?
No, I pinch myself sometimes and say, oh, my gosh, I'm in the United States of America. I can't believe it.
Well, and you know, to the benefit of the Imperial Valley, this is kind of a unique piece of the United States of America, which I don't think many English immigrants probably this is kind of how they envision or where they envision ending up.
Right.
How did it turn into this spot?
I worked for an agency in San Diego, and they used to send me out here like once a month. In fact, the first month I came here was the day after the big earthquake in whenever it was.
79.
And spent the day, because I also did geology, so I spent the day driving around looking at the roads that moved and, you know, the buildings that collapsed and seeing the reality of,
yeah,
of something I'd studied. It was like, wow, you know, never thought I'd get to see that either. So that was really a great manifestation for me of understanding the massiveness of the world and the power of the earth in that regard.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.